Mark and the Mechanics on Wild Coast Radio, The Living Years. And that's quite appropriate as we're talking about Heart Awareness Month with the Heart and Stroke Foundation, September being Heart Awareness Month. And on the line, I've got Nurse Sylvia Kraukamp from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. She's one of the health promotion officers at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and we're talking about Heart Awareness Month. Nurse Kraukamp, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Wayne, thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity offering the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa a time slot to speak about this very important Awareness Month and to make a difference in the lives of your listeners from your radio station.
It's an absolute pleasure, and you know that's part of what we do is keep our listeners happy, I mean healthy, because we need healthy listeners to stay around. But Sylvia, the Heart Awareness Month, what is it about and what are the themes for the month?
Thank you, Wayne. So yes, it is an important month, which started on the 1st of September this year. The Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa dedicates the entire month of September to heart awareness. Now, Heart Awareness Month is one of our key campaigns run by the foundation every year. And the foundation aims to make a significant impact on heart disease awareness. And through this campaign strategy, we also aim to reduce the burden of cardiovascular diseases in South Africa. Our CEO, the amazing Professor Pamela Naidu, together with other key stakeholders, have realized that the South African public does not really fully understand the complexity of cardiovascular diseases. As a starting point, Prof. Naidu conceptualized the focus that heart failure, given the many misconceptions that we have and what exactly heart failure is. Consequently, for 2024, Heart Awareness Month's primary focus and theme is heart failure and its key risk factors. Over the next four-week period throughout September, the Heart Foundation will tackle and will each week we'll do an exclusive but related theme on heart failure. Our themes are as follows for week one, which currently is this week, what is heart failure? Week two, which follows next week, it will be the causes of heart failure. Week three, we will be speaking on management of heart failure. And once you've been diagnosed, how do you live with this diagnosis of heart failure? And then finally, in week four, we tap into dietitians and to your food. And how does type 2 diabetes and other risk factors affect and are causes or related to heart failure?
Heart failure. And leading on from the themes, heart failure being the common theme, but what exactly is heart failure?
So heart failure, or as the medical profession knows it, is congestive heart failure, is a very serious condition whereby the cardiac output is insufficient to meet the body's normal requirement for oxygen and nutrients. And we know that oxygen is very important for our body. This does not mean, however, that the heart is about to fail or stop completely. What this means during heart failure is the heart is not capable of coping with its workload. So when the heart does not pump efficiently, the heart has to beat faster, and then gradually the heart enlarges, then allows to cope with the workload, which then causes the heart to weaken, and the amount of blood that is pumped to the body will be restricted. Now, the circulation becomes sluggish, causing excess fluid to be retained in the body. When this happens, your blood cannot deliver enough oxygen and nutrients to the rest of your body, which will then allow it to work normally, or it won't. Heart failure then damages your liver or your kidneys, and it could or may lead to other conditions, including pulmonary hypertension or other heart conditions such as an irregular heartbeat, heart valve diseases, or a sudden cardiac arrest or a heart attack. Now, heart failure may happen suddenly with severe symptoms, and we call this acute heart failure, or the symptoms may appear slowly and gradually and worsen over the time period, and this is then known as chronic heart failure.
Chronic. And you mentioned the word cardiac output. What's that in layman's terms, the man on the street? What is cardiac output?
Yes, Wayne, you know, we as nurses, we tend to use, and the medical doctors don't put them aside, we tend to use these big words. And when you sit in front of the doctor, this is the words he gives you, and, you know, you're in shock.
Yes.
Simple. Cardiac output is how many liters of blood your heart pumps in 1 minute.
Okay.
Two important concepts that you need to know and for us to explain is that stroke volume and heart rate. Now, stroke volume is when the amount of blood that your heart sends to your body is one heartbeat. Can vary because of how hard your muscles have to work and the force they need to use to push this blood out of your heart. Stroke volume can go up or down based on your heart health, whether you are at rest or whether you are moving. Now, the heart rate on the other side is the number of heartbeats per minute. This normally, for a healthy person, is between 60 to 100 beats per minute. Your heart rate can either go up or it can go down, depending on whether you are resting or exercising. Now, sometimes when you are exercising, your body needs more oxygen. Now, at that time, your body can change its cardiac output by adjusting your heart rate and the stroke volume. Blood delivers oxygen to your cells, so you need more cardiac output when your body is using more oxygen than usual.
Okay. And heart failure seems very complex. Are there different types of heart failure? And if so, can you maybe elaborate on this? You know, sort of what types of heart failure could one, I wouldn't say expect, but what does happen?
Yes, Wayne, it is very complex and there are different types. But it might sound complex because you know what, the normal man in the street doesn't understand all of these things that goes wrong in the body. But our bodies are complex in any case, you know, and we need to understand our body. But structurally, the heart is divided into a left and a right side. The left side is responsible for sending the blood to the body when it receives the blood from the lungs. And the right side is responsible for receiving blood from the body and sending it to the lungs to collect more oxygen. Okay. Now, heart failure can be diagnosed or categorized into two categories, left-sided heart failure and right-sided. And just a little bit more, left side is when the power of the left heart chamber is reduced, causing the left chamber to work harder to pump the same amount of blood. And there are two types. Heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, we call this systolic heart failure. Now, systolic is the first reading of your blood pressure. It's normally the three numbers, 111, anything from 100 upwards and above. The left heart chamber does not have enough force to push enough blood into circulation. Heart failure with a preserved ejection fraction is called diastolic. So that is the second number. Those are normally anything between 60 up until, say, 99. So that is called your diastolic reading. So this is where the left chamber does not relax normally. And because the muscle has become stiffer and thus the filling of the chamber with the blood is impaired, in other words, it holds less blood. Now, right-sided heart failure affects the lower right chamber that is responsible for pumping blood to the lungs.
Okay. And the symptoms of heart failure that listeners can be made aware of, you know, how do you know, well, this person or yourself is actually suffering from a heart failure?
Wayne, you know, I have this saying when I do my awareness talks or I'm in the outreach programs in the communities, I always say, listen to your body. Your body will tell you and it will give you those warning signs. But, you know, we human beings, we tend to ignore them. But the simple signs that your listeners can be aware of is generally symptoms of heart failure may include one of the following: shortness of breath with activities or when you're lying down. When you have a wheezing, and then you're obviously wheezing, you need to rule out if there's any cold or pneumonia or any of those things, because wheezing tends to happen when there's water on the lungs. And it holds the capacity there. A cough that doesn't go away, or a cough that brings up white or pink mucuses with spots of blood, you need to pay attention then. Swelling in the abdomen, legs, ankles, and feet. Now, your legs, ankles, and feet, it's very simple. When you wear socks and you take your socks off and you see the ridge of the socks, it makes that indent. Or when you take your thumb and you just press on your body and that imprint that it makes, it does, it doesn't, you know, when you press normally and you don't retain water, when you print, there's no indent. But when you print with your thumb and that stays in there and you can see you are holding water, weight gain from fluid retention, fatigue, weakness or dizziness, rapid or irregular heartbeats, nausea or a loss of appetite, increased to need to urinate at night. Now, normally as human beings, when we go to bed, unless you're a diabetic, you would get up maybe once, you know, but if you get up two or three times, unless you've, you know, you've been out at night and you've been pub crawling, it's a different story. But if it's not that, And you know that you've had nothing that could cause this excessive urination at night. That is a warning sign. And then palpitations. And your heart feels like it's climbing out of your chest with heart palpitations.
Right. So those are just some of the warning signs that you could look out for. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners, apart from the fact that if you did go pub crawling, you must be prepared to get out of bed a few times a night? But, anything that you know, we can look out for, and maybe it could help us save a life?
Yes, Wayne, there is. We would like to emphasize the crucial importance of understanding cardiovascular diseases. That is very important. Regular cardiovascular screenings are very important. You need to know your key health numbers. So what are your key health numbers? Know what is your blood pressure reading. Know what is your blood glucose levels. Know what is your blood cholesterol levels. Know what is your body mass index. By monitoring these numbers, you can significantly reduce your chances of developing heart attacks, strokes, or heart failures. This can be done simply. You can go to a Dis-Chem or a Clicks, or look out for any organizations out there that does these awarenesses. You can go to your local clinic. You can even go to your local GP. And even in emergency, your ER would be able to assist you.
Okay, so that's what you must do. And then the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material, and they run campaigns. How can we find out more about that?
Yes, we are on. You can access our website, which is www.heartfoundation.co.za. There's a lot of drop-down tabs that you can go on, lots of information on various cardiovascular diseases, on strokes, healthy eating. There's free recipes. There's free full-blown free recipe books. There's ideas on exercising. Or you can contact us on our chat line. Bearing in mind, we are based, head office is based in Cape Town. That's where I am. Uh-huh. Our office line is 021-422-1586. I repeat, 021-422-1586. We are in office. Well, the office is open Monday to Friday, 7:30 till 4. Mm-hmm. Or you can visit our various social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X as it's now known. Mm-hmm. And then we are on TikTok as well.
Okay. So you are everywhere.
Everywhere. Just look out for our logos, which is the big circle with either the white or the red. It depends on which background. Mm-hmm. If it's on a red background, it's a white heart. If it's on a white background, it is a red heart.
Red heart.
Yeah, we are everywhere.
Great. Yeah. Nurse Sylvia Kraukamp, thank you very, very much for chatting this morning, and enjoy the month of the Heart Awareness Month. I'm sure it's going to be busy for you and the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
It is, Wayne. Thank you so much. And if there's any listeners that are live streaming you and they are from Cape Town on the 29th of September, which is World Heart Day, we will be at the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town at the amphitheater from 9 till 3 with a massive event happening then.
Great. That sounds great. Nurse Kraukamp, thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you for allowing us the time slot, and have an amazing day to yourself and to your listeners.
Thank you very much. There we go. That's Nurse Sylvia Kraukamp from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about week one of Heart Awareness Month, which is the month of September, and it culminates with a big event at the end of the month. And this chat will be on our website later on today as well as a podcast and on all the Heart and Stroke Foundation channels. And that's the chat for this morning. And the website, of course, wildcoastradio.co.za. From our side, have a great rest of today. I'll chat you again tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up.